I'm Ben Thomas with an AP News Minute. The viral outbreak that began in China has now infected more than 67,000 people globally. COVID-19 is being blamed for more than 1,500 deaths in mainland China. But the World Health Organization is praising the country's efforts to contain the disease. Dr. Michael Ryan heads the WHO's emergencies program.
Before this outbreak began, Hubei had 137 isolation beds. Today, there's over 14,000 isolation beds. You tell me any other country in the world that could achieve that.
About 380 Americans aboard the Diamond Princess cruise ship quarantined in Yokohama, Japan, will be flown back home on a chartered flight this weekend, but they'll face another two-week quarantine on return. So far, 285 people from the ship have tested positive for the virus. A truce agreement is in the works between the United States and the Taliban.
It looks very promising.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper says it would involve a seven-day halt to Taliban attacks before signing.
That means taking some risk.
Peace talks between the Taliban and Afghanistan's government will begin within 10 days of the signing. President Ashraf Ghani says as long as Afghanistan remains democratic, the Taliban is not much of a threat.
I think the society has been immunized against that type of radicals.
It all could lead to an 18-month phased withdrawal of U.S. forces. Winter storms are creating flood worries in the South. Officials in Mississippi are warning residents along the Pearl River it could be bad. Mississippi Emergency Chief Gregory Michelle.
Do not wait until water envelops your home or blocks a road so that you cannot get out.
Meanwhile, a storm called Dennis has been sending enormous waves churning across the North Atlantic. Rescuers have pulled two bodies from rough seas off the coast of England. Hundreds of flights have been canceled there, and even train service has been disrupted. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better, and that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.